Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. We are so happy to have you guys with us. I'm here with Cynthia. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We've got a really awesome segment today. I asked Cynthia to come alongside in this podcast to really share. We're just going to get down to the nitty gritty of renewing the mind and the power of renewing the mind. And I mean, I couldn't think of a better person to have on in this segment, in this podcast, and host Cynthia, who has just been such a key person to help other people in counseling. She's one of our directors in counseling, and God is using you greatly to bring healing and really a transformation in the hearts of his people. So we want to talk today, Cynthia, about the power of renewing the mind. And we can't continue without sharing Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I have so many questions for you, Cynthia, that I would really like you to, you know, jump in and share with the people the power of transforming the mind. What happens when we don't transform the mind? And, you know, what happens to us if we choose to just stay in our own belief system? Something that I addressed on this Wednesday night service, this past preaching, was the following. I said, your belief system, how you think, is a direct reflection of your behavior. So the way you behave is a direct reflection of your belief system. Oftentimes people say things like, I didn't mean to. That's not what I meant. But in reality, that behavior is a direct reflection of something that's going on in our belief system. I'd like to say it like this. I think that Satan gets very worried when we have a healed heart and a renewed mind. I think that when we start to have a healed heart and a renewed mind, then we become really dangerous to the power of darkness. And I think that when we renew our mind, it is like cleaning your house. Nobody wants to have a dirty house, right? Nobody wants to live in garbage. Nobody wants to live in a house where there's a lot of garbage. Well, so it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. I think that it's time for us to clean up our houses. And the way to do that, our temple, is to renew the mind. So tell us, Cynthia, I want you to jump in. Tell us what happens when we don't renew the mind.
Well, you just said something really key, that the enemy gets worried. Why? Because by us renewing our mind, the Bible says, then you will be able to prove, you know, the things that God has for us, which are good, perfect, pleasing. Mm. You know, when we that what God, you know, his plans for us are good, pleasing, perfect, then the enemy's worried because he would try to come at you. But then at the end of the day, you're like, no, this is what God says. You know, this is, and you said something very important on Sunday, you know, that ignorance, it's a choice. You know, being ignorant. And I love Psalms 119. Like, it all talks about the word of God.
Yeah.
It says, you know, the entrance of your word, you know, it brings light. It gives us understanding. The unfolding of your word, you know, brings so much light. So it's kind of like that, you know, when you open up the, you know, when you turn on the light, there's so many, the ugly comes out, you know, and it has to flee. It has to go. It has no more power over you. You know, that's why the enemy gets so scared. And that's why the enemy always, it's a battlefield, you know, it's a territory. Your mind is a territory, you know, that the enemy will always fight. And the truth is that without us renewing our mind, there's going to be no transformation.
True.
So, I mean, there are so many things, you know, and that's an area that the enemy will always, always, always fight us. Why? Because, you know, we grew up, we go through life, things happen, we begin to see life through different lenses, you know, but God has a lens, you know, through his word. And if we're not careful, you know, we begin kind of like what you said, you know, that we have these certain belief systems, you know, like these, our culture has so many. I was Mexicans, well, at least in my family, you know, when pregnant women, they usually put like this safety pin in their, it's so funny. I did not know why they would do that. And then I asked my cousins, I'm like, why do you guys do that? They're like, oh, it's because the eclipse. But if you think about it, it's like, how?
There's no reason.
And there are belief systems, you know, that people begin to adapt because our culture, you know, traumas, things, you know, Even
school education.
School education, you know, where
voices.
Yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. You know, where if we don't remind our mind, if we don't renew our mind, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we begin to conform to the world.
Yeah.
To conform to the culture of the world. You know, conform to what, you know, what is quote unquote normal, but it's not normal in the Word of God.
That's right. You know, I think the transformation, when we say transforming the mind, it is a continual work.
Oh, yes.
It is not, you got saved and thank you, Jesus, you came into my heart. I don't have to do anything with my mind. No. Every day.
Yes.
I think that there is a responsibility that each one of us has to take on and pull out the weeds in our lives that maybe a belief system, which is a weed, maybe in our belief system, a weed, a wrong thought, a wrong mindset, something there, it's completely erroneous, completely the opposite of God's perfect plan. It's perfect, it's good, and it's pleasing. Anything that is in our belief system, you will probably see it as something in your belief system because it's gotten into your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at your behavior, it's a good indication that it's part of your belief system. So there is no such thing as, I didn't mean to,
mm-hmm.
or I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep doing that, I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily the case. It's probably a belief system that's there that needs to be evaluated. You need to get down to the root of the matter and find out, why do I believe like that? What is it that I believe? What truly do I believe? Once you identify it, then you're able to compare it to the Word of God,
exactly.
Which is the light, like you
yes.
said. And when light shines, ignorance evacuates. I said something on Sunday. I said, if you're ignorant and you stay ignorant, it's because you're not serious. Serious people that are serious about God, they're serious about serving God, hate ignorance. We will look for truth, we will look for the light, and we will cause ignorance to evacuate. When you are not serious enough, you are staying in ignorance. It's a bliss. In other words, you stay in a condition where there is no light shining in that area of your life. But when you are serious, you're serious about serving God. You're serious about serving Jesus. You're serious about giving your life to Him and being transformed. When you get serious enough about transformation, ignorance is evacuated. Because now you're searching through the scriptures and you're looking to see what God says about that situation. And when you think about it, I said it a while back. I said that Jesus is coming back to look for Himself, right?
Yes.
And we were discussing that. You know, there's a scripture when Jesus says that He's coming back. You find that in the Gospels. You find it in the epistles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. When Jesus says that to us, that He's coming back, that connotation that has that scripture has this type of meaning. He's coming back to look for Himself. So He's coming back for people that look like Him. That is our ultimate goal.
Yes.
So we've got to constantly be renewing our mind to become like Him.
Mm-hmm.
And any area in our behavior, any area in our lives where our behavior is opposite or it is not in conjunction with or in alignment with Jesus and the way He would do things and the way He would act or the way He would treat people, anything that does not line up to Jesus, we've got to look at our belief system. Because something in our thoughts, something that we adopted in our past, is not allowing us to become like Jesus. Transformation is so key. Cynthia, talk to us about transformation. So when somebody doesn't transform, what happens to them?
Well, you know, you begin to go back.
True.
To what was normal, to your old patterns of thinking. You begin to go back, you know, and it's just, our brain, it evolves, you know, like
yes,
it continues to, it's neuroplastic, you know, our brain, if you stop, it's like a muscle, you know, it's like if I never work out, it's going to stay, you know, with no muscle, it's weak, it's the same thing with our mind, you know, our mind is a muscle that we must continuously, you know, be renewing our mind, and not just, you know, well, with the Word of God, with preachings, you know, and like you said, something very powerful. It's our belief system. You know, sometimes we want to believe God, you know, where it's like, I know he's good, but then our belief system says otherwise, you know, it's like, oh, but, you know, let's say you've been through a lot, your parents abandoned you, you know, and it's really hard to believe the truth, you know, and it's like, God, help me believe, you know, and it's like, well, until when do I renew my mind, you know, until his truth becomes part of your belief system.
There you go.
You know, there was a time in my life where I struggled really, really bad, me believing that God was good, you know. It was hard because of a lot of things that had happened to me, to my family, you know. I knew that God was good in my head and towards others. You know, I was like, oh, well, he's good to Apostle Patty. He's good to, you know, but to me, like, and it was very hard. And I remember, you know, I struggled. And because of that, I had fear because I did not have God's perfect love perfected in me, you know. I struggled with a lot of things until one day I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. Like, I know in my head that God is good, but my belief system is not allowing me to believe it, you know. So I remember you gave a preaching. And I listened to that preaching. I'm not even kidding. And I'm not exaggerating. I listened to it like 30 times, over and over and over. I would drive in the mornings listening to it, lunch break, listen, until that word got inside of me.
Wow.
And it delivered me. Honestly, like, it delivered me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, God is good, you know? And it became part of my belief system. And never again, you know, did I ever question, like, you know, and obviously the enemy will always try to, but then you're like, it's so in you that you're like, no, God is good. You know, God is good. Like, and it was so powerful, you know, and how do you renew your mind? You know, you get the word inside of you. You know, you listen to preachings like over and over. You listen to the word. You come to receive the word, you know, and stuff. Because when you come to church, not only do you hear the word, but you experience the word, you know.
Very,
like,
good.
Like, it's just powerful, you know, and you need the word and the presence of God, you know. You're communing with God. And I mean, that honestly, that moment when God delivered me, I was like, I saw the importance of, like, man, you know,
the word
and having to constantly renew my mind.
You know, you said something that I've got to pause you there, because you said that when you didn't quite believe that he was good, which was a part of your belief system, that you intentionally had to maybe destroy some things there, uproot some things so that it became a part of your belief system. You said, I had a lot of fear, which leads me to say the same thing that I said at the beginning, that any belief system in you is going to be a direct reflection of your behavior. So you probably operated and you probably behaved in a way where fear abounded, right?
Yes.
So anything that you did, any movement, the way you handled maybe other people, the way you maybe received information from other people, the way you treated other people, the way they treated you, that lens was always from fear.
Yes.
So your behavior was altered. Your behavior was affected, all because of a belief system. Some of you are watching us, you don't know how to change your behavior, but if you change the belief system, then you're going to change the behavior. Once you change the belief system, then the behavior is automatically changed, because you become, right, what you think about. Really, the thought, everything starts in our thought life. Now, one of the things that you said, something so powerful, you said you listened to a preaching for 30 times. That's powerful. In other words, what did I just say? You were serious.
And intentional.
And you were intentional. Listen to me. She says, I don't want to be ignorant in this area anymore. Everybody tells me God is good. I'm tired of me thinking that God is not good. So what did you do? You got serious. Somebody who listens to a preaching 30 times is serious.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Wherever, whatever area in your life there is ignorance, that's darkness. Ignorance is darkness. That means that light has not shined. So you had a belief system where darkness still abounded. There was darkness there. So the enemy can operate through that, which is his command center. It's his commanding post. From there, he can operate. He could say, I'm safe here. Why? Because she's ignorant. She doesn't really believe that God is good. Therefore, I can attack her with fear. And that's the place where he begins to operate from. Those are called strongholds. Those are called fortresses. And so until she says, I'm getting serious, you need to get serious. Because this is a serious matter. This is life and death.
Amen.
This is life and death. And there are so many strongholds, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. So many strongholds that people are believing. One of the strongholds that I think people adapted and adopted in this pandemic, I could stay home.
Oh, yes.
I could stay home and I could watch from my house. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. I don't know who told you that, but Paul would choose to differ. I dare you to say that to the face of Jesus. Because nowhere in the Bible does it say, you know what, stay in your jammies and just stay in bed. No, the Bible says never stop congregating together, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So there's so many. Can you think of any? Is there anything you would like to say to them?
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, if I were you, you know, every kind of, you know, lie that you believe, write it down. You know, write it down and get three scriptures, you know, expose the lie. You know, one thing that also helps, it's when you speak to godly people, godly counsel, and they shed light into those lies, you know, and stuff. Do that, you know, get with godly counsel, you know, godly people, you know, and get all those lies, you know, because every lie has an entrance, you know, and you just speak it. And you just expose that, you know, you renew, you get intentional about, you know, being free in that area of your mind, you know, because like what you said, you know, it's like, it's so important. Like when you were speaking, this scripture came to my head, you know, it's called the helmet of salvation.
Correct.
And it's like salvation, you know, like it's like it
saves you.
Know, I mean, yeah. Like
if you lose your head,
you
lost everything.
Yes. And then it says it is with the mind that I serve the Lord.
Wow.
You know, with our mind, you know, with our mind. The Bible says that God hears us, you know, before we speak, which means he hears our thoughts, you know, he hears us. So, our mind, you know, it's a territory. I mean, just imagine, you know, if somebody were to come into your house and start tagging it, you know, doing all sorts of things to your house, you would be angry and you would call the police, you know, defend your home.
Yes.
And stuff. It's like the same thing, you know, our mind is a territory. You know, why do we allow the enemy to come and bring those lies into us, that affects our behaviors, that isolates us from people, you know? Mm. Look at your behavior. Are you isolating from others, you know? Why are you isolating? You know, Proverbs 18:1, an isolated person seeks its own desires, you know, and it rages against all wise judgment, you know? So look at behaviors, like you said, you know? Are you scared? You know, are you timid? Are you insecure, you know? And pretty sure enough, there's a thought behind that.
That's
you
right.
know, there's a lie behind that.
That's right.
And no, like our minds are so powerful. I mean, with our minds, we're in enemy with God.
Yeah.
You know, or we are in worship to God.
Yeah, we're close and intimate with God. Listen, we wanted to bring this podcast to you guys because it is an urgency. You have to renew your mind every day. You have to wrestle against those thoughts. Do not allow them to be there another day. I believe in the times that we're living in, Cynthia, it is so important for the body of Christ to get their belief system intact and in order, because deception is going to increase. Oh, yes. So if you are already believing lies, can you imagine when deception increases as it is already? It's time to be free, church. It's time to get right. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would be freed from every wrong belief system that you allowed. You allowed it. You opened the door to it. But today, we just come in the name of Jesus, declaring that the Holy Spirit is going to expose every wrong belief system that you have acquired, that you have adopted and adapted to, conformed to. It says, do not be conformed. Anything that the world conformed you to, any belief system, today we eradicate it. We bind it, we destroy it, and we declare that the power of the Holy Spirit is here, listening right now to our prayer and going to where you are at, declaring that he's exposing everything, bringing light to everything, shedding light wherever there's cockroaches, wherever there's destruction, wherever there is a stronghold, a fortress, a command post that the enemy is using. Today we declare by the power of God that you are free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.